It doesn't have to be on Wednesday.
All right, so the next talk we have is about Rhino Linux and PaxTall towards a rolling Ubuntu. Interesting, rolling distribution and Ubuntu. It's a couple of words I don't think would have gone together, but let's find out just how well they go together with Oren Koppler and Adam Salt. Over to you.
Yeah, so hello, I'm Adam. I'm the founder and desktop lead for Rhino Linux.
And I'm Oren. I'm one of Adam's co-creators and the systems lead. Thank you, everyone, for coming to our talk and to the people watching on live stream. We've got quite a bit to tell you about, so we're going to jump right into it.
So, yeah, we'll start with some backstory. I first created Rolling Rhino Remix, the predecessor to Rhino Linux, in March 2022 when I was 17 years old. I created the distribution out of boredom and because I wanted to learn more about Linux, to be honest. Since I first started using Linux in 2020, I felt like I needed to learn as much as I could about it. And so I came across a script on GitHub by Martin Wimpress called Rolling Rhino, which converted an existing Ubuntu installation into a rolling release distribution. I was surprised that no one had turned this novel idea into its own distribution yet, and so with my limited knowledge, I began to get to work creating Rolling Rhino Remix using a tool called Cubic. While this wasn't my first attempt at creating a distribution, I still lacked serious knowledge on how to get the job done properly. Since Rolling Rhino Remix was nothing more than a hobby project for me, I didn't expect anyone to take it seriously. Despite this, I still put it online, made a small website for it, and kept the distribution updated, as it gave me something to work on. The core of the distribution was pretty simple. It was pretty close to upstream Ubuntu, but as a rolling release. We created a bash script to handle updates and pull the latest mainline kernels, and we also applied our own theming. More additions came to the distribution and future updates. We provided a 2E utility to switch between different desktop environments, finally switched away from Cubic towards having our own disk image builder, which paved the way for us to ship a server image of Rolling Rhino Remix, and we had our flagship command line utility, Rhino Config, which allowed for people to choose which Linux kernel and package managers they wished to use. One package manager we offered our users was PaxTall.
And so PaxTall was created in 2020 by another one of our co-leads who could not be here today, Henry, and you can read his full blog about it here. We'll also provide this QR code at the end. His initial idea was a source-based package manager on top of various Linux distributions and their own in-house package managers for getting the most up-to-date releases on certain packages, but quickly the idea narrowed down to just on top of Ubuntu and APT. So at the start, PaxTall would pull scripts directly from project repositories to build, and then gzipped these scripts into its Git repo, which is unfortunately still a problem that plagues its cloning history today. But additionally, PaxTall also used a novel idea of tracking file syscalls for those scripts for management of those packages. And so for the first 8 months, this was the life of PaxTall. But after a while, this was obviously not seen as sustainable, and so a transition to a more standard format was required. The first of these major important transitions was the introduction of pack scripts, which are simple bash scripts that reflect a format similar to package builds for package creation. And so at first, pack scripts would build to a special location and use GNU stow for system integration with symlinks. But then it quickly became clear that another major transition needed to occur. If PaxTall is made for Ubuntu and Debian distributions, then it should be creating its packages as devs. So this combination of PaxScript inputs to dev outputs has been PaxTall's standard format since 2022.
So as Rolling Rhino Remix continued to develop, it slowly moved away from being similar to an Ubuntu flavor and more like its own standalone distribution. At some point, our small team had the idea to ship core system updates, including the Linux kernel and desktop environment, entirely through PaxTall. And this idea is what became the base for Rhino Linux. We got to work building this new distribution, and on the 19th of October 2022, I officially announced that Rolling Rhino Remix would become deprecated in favor of Rhino Linux. It was a risky decision, at least in my opinion, to abandon our previous branding and the few articles that gave our small distribution some attention, but Rhino Linux was a large departure from the original Rolling Rhino in many aspects.
And it actually turns out the day that Rolling Rhino Remix was announced to sunset also happened to be the day that I found the community and first came into the picture.
At the center of Rhino Linux lies our flagship package management wrapper, Rhino Package, which was the spiritual successor to the Rhino Update utility seen in Rolling Rhino Remix. Rhino package was infinitely more powerful. Rather than just handling a system upgrade, it was intended to be the main package manager to be utilized across your entire system, with support for apt, Paxtool, Flatpaks, and Snaps. Rhino package detects which package managers are installed on your system, will query them for packages, and then display a list of packages to install from them. We created this utility to ensure that people were keeping not just the apt packages, but Paxtool packages up to date as well. Rhino Linux diverges from traditional package management and how we ship our updates to the end user, with multiple managers interacting with each other. As we mentioned previously, core system utilities such as the desktop environment and Linux kernel are provided through Paxtool on top of an Ubuntu-based apt system, and so it's a priority that, that users keep everything updating together.
It's also quite early on that we established our core platform ports. I joined the project around the same time that I was working quite heavily on Ubuntu Touch ports for Pine 64, and so with those skills to my advantage, I quickly brought along a Rhino Linux port to the Pine phones and Pine tabs. From there, it was clear that we also had to make a generic ARM64 ISO, and what is a generic ARM64 version without a Raspberry Pi version as well? So that's how we came to our three major platform categories: desktop, Pine/mobile, and server.
We needed a